We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Chicago? Welcome to the Chicago Sports Podcast, presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Welcome in. My name is Kevin Kaduk. I'm the head of content at CHGO. This is the Chicago Sports Podcast, the every Thursday just get together. We're kicking back. We're having fun at Southern Chicago. It's a great weather day after a monsoon yesterday, so let's enjoy that. If you're getting this in the CHGO Bears feed, it's because your man Adam Hogue is here on the far side of the set. If you are getting this in your Cubs or White Sox feed, it's because your baseball man Jared Willis is here making his CHGO debut. Welcome on in, Jared.
Good to be here.
And I guess if you're seeing this on your social feed, it's because our social maven Casey Standahar is here. Woo. A CHGO regular. Casey, what's up?
Hey, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, so today is the 12th anniversary of the Blackhawks winning the 2010 Stanley Cup, so I broke out a little bit of a deep cut from my closet, the championship t-shirt from that day, and I actually tweeted this morning. People said this doesn't look like me, and if you're listening to this on a podcast, go to my Twitter feed, at Kevin Kaduk. I tweeted my...
That's not you.
Playoff beard from 2010. Kevin, that was the morning of June 9th.
That's literally not you. You're lying.
You don't think so?
No.
I just took all that hair out from my face and
you
put it on my head.
You look so different.
Yeah, I agree. I would not peg that for being you. Yeah,
I was like, who's this man?
It reminds me of the picture of the Ryan Poles picture from when he was in training camp with the Bears in 2008. Yeah. No one knew he was even there.
Yeah.
That one photo of him.
I haven't seen that one.
Doesn't look like him either.
Okay. So, well... It was very itchy. My wife, then girlfriend, demanded like Patrick Kane's goal went into the net.
Go shave.
Then we watched at Riverview Tavern in Roscoe Village, and my brother's apartment was like a block away, and we went straight there, and shaved it right off. So I haven't had a beard since. She would like that was such a bad experience that was the last time I had a beard. You've got a great beard, Jared.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
What's your secret?
I don't know. I get you little beard balm does a lot, but, I did one of those no shave Novembers one year and just my wife was kind of the opposite of your experience. She was like, I like that. And so I've kept it ever since.
Did you have a beard in any of you have beards in your weddings?
No, it's beardless.
I can't really grow one anyway. So I could grow a mustache if I really wanted to, but that's about it. So I just stay out of the beard game completely.
Casey, where do you land on men with beards?
I like men with beards. My boyfriend has beard and mustache. I want to see what he looks like with it clean shaven. I've never seen him with it gone, so I don't know. But I'm a fan. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, on today's show, I invited Adam on the show today because we've been going back and forth this entire week about Top Gun. I think it's a little bit of overrated. Adam is super fan number one, so we're going to talk a little bit about that.
He actually mentioned the possibility of an 80s movie draft on CHGO Bears, so I stole that for the Chicago Sports Podcast. Hope you don't mind, Adam.
Oh, no, it's a very sarcastic comment when it was made, so...
It's for real now.
Now it's for real. I like that.
We made
like
it real.
I had to go do my homework because I was born in 86, so, you know...
Man, if you're going to rep Top Gun, I assume you know what was going on then. And we just talked about it. You had a VCR. Your parents had a VCR.
Oh, right? Sure, yeah. Yeah, but I honestly don't know why Top Gun. I mean, I don't know how old I was when I first saw it. I think I was probably as young as my son. Like my son who's 7 now, he probably watched Top Gun for the first time when he was 4.
Okay.
So it's probably the same age I was, I'm thinking. Okay. Like, so it was maybe just one of those movies in the family that I caught on to and liked. Tradition. I don't know. Right. But it's not like we were regularly watching 80s movies. You know, right. As I was growing up in the 90s.
Well, I understand. So yeah. We're going to get into that. First off, because this is the Chicago Sports Podcast, we sometimes talk about Chicago sports, which is whatever. A lot of stuff going on, or maybe not a lot of stuff going on. But to me, one of the stories that stuck out this week was Joe Maddon getting fired by the Angels, which I think came as a little bit of a shock, a little bit of a surprise. They had lost 12 games in a row. That streak is now at 14 games after they lost last night. They tried to end the streak by walking up to Nickelback songs. Surprised that didn't work.
I'm shocked. Yeah, how could that not work? Of all the bands that you could pick to inspire your team to go out and win a game. I mean, Nickelback is the first that comes to mind for me every time. So,
Did Joe Maddon have like a thing against Nickelback where like the team, they just felt like they were free and like we could finally do this. We can all play Nickelback because Joe wouldn't let us.
He was like, he was Sammy Sosa with the boombox. He was, I don't know.
So weird.
He obviously had some run-ins with the GM. Didn't get along there. Artie Moreno, the owner, is a pretty impulsive dude. Maddon was in the final year of a 3-year, $12 million contract that he signed before 2020. Things just didn't go well for him there. Obviously, the first year he had to deal with the pandemic. Last year was a major injury to Mike Trout. But just things haven't happened. 120 and 148 over parts of 3 seasons. The thing that kind of just interests me and I want to talk about here is like, do you think this affects his Hall of Fame chances, or do you think that he got an automatic ticket by just managing the Cubs to their first World Series in 108 years?
I think my thinking on this has always been being the manager who took the Cubs to the World Series, won a title. That by itself makes a really strong case for him. It helps, too, that he brought the Rays to the World Series in 2008 and really, really did put that franchise on the map. I mean, so much of their success now, I think you could trace back to his time there. So I think his case was very, very strong. The only thing that this does in my mind is it gives people maybe some pause. Where you might hesitate a little bit and say, well, he did all of these good things, but then he got to Anaheim and things, didn't go well with the Angels. But I don't think overall that it really hurts his chances enough that he's not going to get in. So I still think Madden's a Hall of Famer.
Joe Maddon has been so fascinating to me for so many years because, I'll never forget when the Cubs hired him, and it was such a no-brainer. Like, this is the guy that's going to take – it was just the perfect time. It was the opposite of the White Sox hiring Tony La Russa. It was like, this is the right guy for where this team's at now, exactly what they need. And the results from that, came pretty quickly. Like, there was no question that – in fact, there's a lot of people argue, he accelerated the timeline by, maybe half a season there. And then, I talk about this a lot. Has there ever been a manager – I know every manager is under scrutiny during the playoffs, and it always seems these days every manager sucks now in the playoffs. Right. But the downfall happened so quickly, and because I did, I'll never forget doing the post game show on WGN Radio the night the Cubs won the World Series, and it was the managing was so bad. Despite the team winning the World Series, for like, and knocking that curse out, we still had to do like a big portion of the show was hypothetically, would Joe Maddon have been fired had they lost this game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was that bad, like that you couldn't ignore it even though they won. And like at that time, you're thinking, okay, this was just like a blip. It was like a weird thing that happened. And then everything just went, has been straight downhill since then, it seems like.
He's one hung Aroldis Chapman sliders like Jason Kipnis away from being one of Chicago's greatest, you know, goats, really.
Yeah, I mean, that foul ball missed by that much. I mean, yeah, we were literally that close to a totally different outcome. And I remember, too, the Cubs convention in 2017, so just a few months after they'd won. And, you know, when they do the fan question portion where they can line up at the microphone to ask questions, and when Maddon was out there, I mean, there was a line of people who, and a lot of them were, like, grilling him about Game 7 and the way he'd manage that. So, and it was weird to watch because I'm thinking, you know, shouldn't we all be celebrating and having a good time? But, no, it was, well, what about Game 7 and what about this? And so, yeah, I mean, that's – I think that's worth considering for sure. I mean, it wasn't perfect by any stretch.
The numbers really don't lie, though. He's 31st on the all-time list of managing wins. That breaks down to 1,382 victories, 1,215 losses. 20 of the guys on that list in front of him are already in. And then probably you're looking at Dusty Baker going in, Jim Leyland going in, Bruce Bochy going in, Terry Francona going in. So that'd be 24 of the 31. I assume he's going to get another job. He is 68 years old, but I think he's going to get another job. He told Ken Rosenthal, I'm good at managing. I want to do this. I think he's still a good manager. I think that the Cubs, winning it with the Cubs helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that getting them out of a 108-year drought.
Right.
I mean, that. You have to give him credit for that. And I feel like the Angels firing him was kind of a preemptive strike. I don't know that he deserved it, but.
No one's been winning with the Angels for.
I know.
Yeah.
No one can win with Mike. I mean, Mike Socia, who actually is in front of him on that list, has a borderline case, but he had a really bad last decade of his career. He had a great first decade of his career with the Angels and a really bad back end. But Mike Socia couldn't win with him. Like I said, Artie Moreno is just one of those guys that just writes checks to Albert Pujols for, you know, the worst section of his career, gave all the money to Josh Hamilton, gets the greatest player of maybe our lifetimes, and Mike Trout, can't win with that, gets an unbelievable guy in Shohei Ohtani, can't put a winner there. So I don't know how much of this really falls on Joe Maddon. Mm-hmm. One more fact, too. Of those people in front of him, no one has actually won two pennants and won one World Series and not got in. So I do feel like he is going to eventually get in and might take a little while. If he does get a fourth stop, I think he – let me ask you this question. Can he hurt it with a bad fourth stop? Could he work his way out of the Hall of Fame if the fourth stop blows up?
I think that's possible. But I think with the benefit of time, some separation between whatever happens in his fourth stop and when the time comes when his Hall of Fame case is being considered, I think sometimes that, you know, having that space there allows a little more forgiveness for, you know, the recency bias. Yeah. Well, things went really badly in his last couple of stops. Because I do think he's a really good fit for organizations where maybe there's a lot of young guys or there's a lot of pressure. Because he, for the Cubs, when he got there, I mean, young team, pressure was really high. I think he was perfect for keeping them calm so that the moment never got too big for them. Mm-hmm. But I think what happens with him is, especially in the Cubs' case, once they'd won the World Series and they needed an extra push to continue winning and to keep the success going, I don't think he's as strong there. You know, the guy who, when a team needs a kick in the rear, maybe he's not the best guy for that.
It's funny because he's like almost like the complete opposite of a Tom Thibodeau or Scott Skiles, guys that wear out their welcome because they're so intense on on their guys. He's almost a little too mellow.
Yeah, he's, you know, Joe Maddon being so chill is a good thing for where the Cubs were when he got there. But then 2017, 2018, they needed something different.
Yeah.
He just wasn't the guy.
Yeah, I think it was just like, you know, he – from the moment the Cubs won, all of a sudden he went from like the manager that was getting the most out of the Rays, getting the most out of a franchise that couldn't win a World Series in the Cubs.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, now they're winners. Now they're like, now they should be the best team in baseball. And then they underachieved. And then even going to the Angels, even though, you know, it's been hard to win there. Like, to your point, there's a lot of superstars there. And again, the thinking, I think, was, okay, they just need to be managed the right way.
Right.
And it just didn't work out. So, you know, a lot of it goes back to expectations. It's easy to be – I think it's very easy in Tampa to be viewed as a good manager. That makes – like Kevin Cash.
He put that he put that franchise on the map, though, right? Yeah. So I think that is part of his Hall of Fame resume. In Madden's defense, look at all the Cubs expats now that really aren't doing anything elsewhere either. So maybe it was just a moment in time for everyone. I don't know. We're going to get to the 80s movie draft and talk a little bit more about Top Gun coming up. But first, the best way to support CHGO is to download the PointsBet app and use code CHGO when you sign up. If you do that right now, you will get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But that's not it. If you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you will receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of our web content, and you'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. I'm going to break a little bit of news here. We've got three new designs that are probably going to premiere next week.
Can't wait.
So get excited for that. So you can actually sign up right now and get that free code and wait for those new designs if you wanted to do that. That's $2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free T-shirt from the CHGO locker, all for making more than a $50 first-time deposit at PointsBet. If you have any questions, you can email pointsbet@allchgo.com, and we will help you out. PointsBet is your home for live in-play betting, and it just got even better. Introducing PointsBet's new feature, Live NBA Same Game Parlay. For the first time ever, you can build the perfect live NBA Same Game Parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. I should have done that last night after I bet the Warriors money line, and it became very quickly apparent that I was not going to win that bet. But I did not do that. I should have. If you want more, you can also boost your live same game parlays. You can watch live, parlay live, and boost live with PointsBet. And of course, online sign up is now available in Illinois. That means you can download the PointsBet app right now from your phone. You don't have to go anywhere and register your account from start to finish, all from your phone. So what are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
All right, our next partner, you've heard us talk about it, Athletic Greens. What is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. So there's a lot of different stuff in here, obviously, that, and it's all good for you. You get it all in just one scoop, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, the hundreds of different vitamins and things like that that you should be taking. It's all in Athletic Greens. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. You don't need a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com. Which code do we use on the show? Just use the Bears one?
Sure. Bears, why don't you take that credit?
Yeah, we'll do that. athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bears. That's what you want to use, athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bears. And you will be taking ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bears.
Awesome. Before we get started here on the Top Gun, you know, you've talked, Lawrence has been talking. Lawrence apparently isn't a big Top Gun fan. I just want to explain where I'm coming from with Top Gun. I had never seen Top Gun until my mid-30s. No real reason. It was just one of those things that I just never saw. I played the Top Gun Nintendo game, which kind of sucked. I was like, well, then the movie probably sucks.
I don't even think I ever played that game.
Not a good game.
Okay.
Not a good game whatsoever. So it just kind of happened. At some point, Top Gun became the movie to me where I enjoyed telling people that I just hadn't seen it. I know all of you guys probably have that movie.
Sure.
Casey, what's that movie for you?
I haven't seen all of Top Gun.
You haven't seen all? Do you enjoy telling people you haven't seen Top Gun?
No, I don't know. I just feel like the parts of it I did watch, I was like, there's a lot of corny lines in this movie. I like don't get what is the hype? Someone right. explain it to me.
So I made a pledge I was never going to see Top Gun.
You failed, obviously.
My wife, at some point, I said, you have to sit down and watch The Wire with me. I want to sit down and watch all of The Wire with you. This is an amazing movie. Sensing an opportunity, she said, I will watch all of The Wire, which is 60 episodes of television, if you sit down for an hour and a half to 2 hours and watch Top Gun. I thought it was a trade worth making because in my back pocket, I can now tell people that I've never seen Die Hard, which I've never seen Die Hard.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
What's happening
right again? Now? I enjoy telling people I've never seen Die Hard. I probably will end up seeing it at some point because now everyone will never shut up about Die Hard being a Christmas movie, whatever. I watched the movie. It was fine. I didn't think it was great. It's obviously made in the mid-80s. The action scenes are meh. There's not a great story. I kind of got bored. I will say I do want to see the new Top Gun Maverick in IMAX because it looks like they probably caught up with the times and the special effects are probably awesome. I know that they paused the movie to make sure that the special effects were really awesome. So I will see Top Gun. Adam, that's where I'm coming from.
So the other day when we had this conversation, though, you led with the special effects being the problem. And that's where I took exception because I was like, wait a minute, you saw this movie like a few years ago.
Right.
Well, yeah, a movie from 1986 isn't going to seem like the best special effects.
Right.
But you got to imagine a movie coming out in 1986
yes.
with real F-14s in it. That's pretty cool.
But you were born in 1986, which you probably saw it in 1994, which at that point you could have been watching Speed or True Lies.
I've seen those.
Adam's appreciating it for the time that it was made in, and we're not.
That's
sadly.
True, right? So you don't think that the special effects are that great either?
No, and I also just like, I'm like, what was it? And my mom was like, oh my God, when this came out, we were freaking out. It was so exciting. It was so good.
And my parents were into it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick's offended.
Nick is like ready to charge the set like he's an angry White Sox fan or something. I don't know.
Jared, what do you think about it?
I didn't see it until much later in my life. I was in my mid-20s. Okay. And it was one of those when I told a friend I'd never seen Top Gun, and they kind of freaked out on me. And then the next day brought me the DVD and said, you need to take this home and watch it. And so I did. And my reaction was kind of, Casey, like yours. I was like, okay, all right, well, there you go.
Adam's feeling like a man out on an island right now.
I know. I just feel like this is like the trendy thing to do. You know, this is the society we live in. Everybody starts to love something, and then everyone, there's like the pushback. The social media mob coming back at you. I don't know. Because I have to be honest, I've never heard anybody shit on Top Gun until this week.
I will agree.
And now everybody's doing it.
I do agree with you on that point. Yeah.
I'm not a big
Tom Cruise guy, though, too. Like, once he started storming around on Oprah's couch, I was like,
yeah, that was
I'm
dramatic.
Done with this guy.
That was really too much
I would challenge any of you. Have any of you seen Maverick yet?
No, and I want to see it because not one person has said anything bad about it. Like,
right.
It looks
great.
The
reviews for that have been great. Yeah.
And that's where I would be like, okay, if someone goes and sees Top Gun Maverick who has already seen Top... I don't know.
Will we like it if we like didn't appreciate
it? First of all, I would actually say I don't know if the storyline... I disagree with you that Top Gun doesn't have a storyline. It definitely does.
The guy dies. I get it, yeah.
Well, okay. Spoiler alert. Goose is dead. I'm not going to give any spoilers on the new one. We've passed the statute of limitations on spoiler alerts for the original Top Gun. I think that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's good. It has everything you're... Like, if you're like, oh, the special effects weren't good because it's the 80s, they blow them out of the park in the new one. It's what you would expect Top Gun to be in 2022, especially I'll tease this right at the beginning of the movie. Like, they set you up in the first 20 minutes, you're like, oh, okay, this is going to be a different version.
And I told my wife, I will not see it unless it is an IMAX. I want the big screen.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But this is kind of how I know we have to get into our draft, but this is kind of how I feel about The Breakfast Club. And I don't know if anyone's drafting this movie, but I'm like, it was so hyped up for me. Everybody was like, you have to see it. You have to watch it. And then I saw it and I was like, huh. Meh.
They made us watch that in school.
That's weird.
And they're like, you take lessons from this. And I was like, I don't really want to take lessons from a movie. I want my teacher telling me that. So I do like it sort of, but
I didn't love it.
So now I'm paranoid. Like this is like a pre-draft press conference. Is she lying to us right now to throw us off before the draft? Or does she really not like The Breakfast?
Was that one high on your list?
Tactical move.
Right no.
Here. Or is that on your big board, Adam?
It's on my big board. Okay. Yeah. See, I shouldn't have said that. You just tricked me into giving away strategery. Right.
Well, let's get into it. A four-round draft. Let's try to build the best movie lineup possible. I'm going to start. I've never start. I'm pulling an executive decision here. And we're just going to go down this way here. Adam was late, so he goes last.
Yeah, I was late today. Thank you, construction work on the Edens. Appreciate you.
All right. I'm going Ferris Bueller. I don't think there's any other question.
It's a good one.
The greatest thing about Ferris Bueller is that movie can never be remade. And that's, Joey, that's B-U-E-L-L-E-R. You just write Save Ferris. There we go.
There we go.
To me, you just can't remake that movie. It's the greatest Chicago movie, bar none. So I'm going with that number one. I don't know if was everyone else number one?
That wasn't my number one, but I do like that movie.
Yeah.
Bueller.
I'm with you on that one.
All right.
It's solid.
Jared?
I tried to I was trying to anticipate what people were going to pick. So tried to stay a little under the radar. So my first pick is Better Off Dead.
Ooh.
One of my favorites. I still say one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Not sure it would get made today because of the premise, but it's good stuff. So Better Off Dead.
John Cusack, another yes. Chicago tie.
Yes.
Casey.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh,
solid.
More Chicago.
Another Chicago movie, Steve Martin in that yelling scene when he's trying to get an effing car is hilarious. So that'd be my pick.
So I get back-to-back picks here?
Yes.
Snake style? None of you guys have taken any movies off my big board.
That's
good. So
I'm feeling good. And I feel like I have some depth here. At this point, it would be hypocritical if I didn't take Top Gun here. So I'll do that as my first pick. And then my second pick is going to be Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm, great pick.
Going there. So I feel like I just knocked out half my draft right there. But Fast Times is just a fun movie. I don't know. It's just one of those like classic 80s into early 90s types movie. Like what capped off those types of movies? Like maybe the American Pie series? Of like kind of that like renegade.
That kind of like restarted the whole thing.
Restarted? Almost. Okay. Kinda. Was there a gap in there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I just love Fast Times at
Ridgemont. The teen movie did take a little bit of a hiatus, and then they kind of just really got kind of shitty and cheesy. Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High is a work of art. You've got a lot of iconic scenes in there. I mean, Sean Penn as Spicoli.
Yes.
Is amazing. You know.
It's so good.
Aloha, Mr. Hand. Aloha, Spicoli. I like that. Casey, back to you.
Oh, I don't know if this is going to be one that you guys agree with or not, but I'm going to go Blade Runner.
Wow.
Harrison Ford.
Did not see that one coming.
I really like, my boyfriend had me watch the new one, 2049 with Ryan Gosling. Who doesn't like that? but I do like the original too.
Okay. I did not see that one coming. That's a great pick.
It is. My second pick, I'm going with the great Albert Brooks movie, Lost in America.
Ooh.
So if you've never seen that one, put that on your
list.
I've
never seen it.
Right now. It's also high on my list of funniest movies I've ever seen. And again, I was trying to keep things a little under the radar if I could. So
you're definitely going a little hipster here. You're definitely not mainstream.
Albert Brooks was in a lot of movies in the 80s. That's what I learned from my homework for this.
His real name is Albert Einstein. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He changed it to Albert Brooks. because who would want to walk around being Albert Einstein?
Did you see the first episode of Curb this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the funeral for while he's still alive.
While he was still alive.
Yeah.
The
whole premise of that was amazing. It's like, why do I want a funeral when I'm already dead? Let's do this while I'm alive. Let's celebrate me now.
People like that always fascinate me who were really big and popular in the 80s and 90s but haven't done a lot since. I always kind of wonder, like, what money they have coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, he was the dad in Finding Nemo, though.
That's right. Yeah.
So
you just pick up, like, weird things like that just by being part of the Hollywood scene.
And right. And those movies, like, if you get your name on a good animation series where you just do the voiceover of a big character, like, that pays pretty good.
Like Steve Guttenberg, right? Like, he was in 6 Police Academy movies. What is he making money off of? Royalty checks from Look Who's Having a Baby, or what is it, 3 Men and a Baby?
Yeah, see, maybe movie? There's just, right, those residual checks that they get, and that's enough. They're good to go.
Yeah. All right, I'm up next. I have 2 picks. I am going to go with Vacation, the original one.
That was on my list.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good Vacation picks there. I think Christmas Vacation was still an 80s movie, but you have to go with the original. Chevy Chase, just amazing. And then we haven't gone with any sports picks yet. One of my favorite movies. I think it's kind of a controversial pick. I'm interested to see what you guys think, or if you've actually ever really seen a lot of it, but Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah.
I love Hoosiers.
It's my dad's favorite movie. It's a good movie. I love watching it with him. It's something I watch every March.
I didn't know it was made in the 80s.
When did you think it was made? Like 1950?
I don't know. I just didn't know. I actually didn't know.
If I would have had to have guessed, I would have actually said like 78 or 79. Okay. Or something. Right. Yeah.
It seems older.
Yeah, it does.
It was a 1986 movie. It does. Okay. I mean, it's like
a little. But I agree. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Except qualifies. For
the weird love story with Gene Hackman and Barbara Hershey is just really kind of awkward and forced. And then there's that kiss in the field at the end. It's, yeah. One of my favorite Bill Simmons things ever. He did a running diary of the Hoosiers thing. If you Google Bill Simmons and Hoosiers, back when Bill Simmons wrote, that was one of his better ones. So that's kind of why he's able to go around and sit courtside at NBA Finals games now and sell his company to Spotify for.
He was at the game last night.
Yeah, he's been at all of them.
Yeah. So that must be nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go my 3rd pick with the Tom Hanks movie, The Money Pit.
Okay.
Which is a good one. Shout out to my wife for turning me on to that one. She, you know, she brought it up a few years ago and had me sit down and watch it, and it's great. So,
is this because your house was a money pit, or?
No, but maybe it was just in anticipation. We didn't have our first house yet, so maybe that was her way of like prepping me. I don't know, but yeah, no, it's really good, and it's one of those that holds up. It doesn't feel like an old movie when you watch it. It holds up pretty well.
So many of these movies would, like, never get made now. Somewhat, like, if you went to Hollywood right now and were like, yeah, I'm going to do a comedy about trying to fix up a house, it's like, no way.
No. Yeah.
Not getting made.
Right.
Casey, you're up.
Oh, man. I love this movie. I'm going to pick Clue. And I don't know if that's one that everybody else likes, but I feel like it's a cult classic. Tim Curry is the butler. They have those alternate endings. I loved playing the game when I grew up, and I just thought the movie was really clever and funny. So I'm going to pick Clue.
I haven't seen that movie since the 80s. I don't remember if it's good or not.
I actually just watched it recently. Yeah.
It's really kind of good.
I'm sure.
You should watch it again.
I love Tim Curry. Who does? Tim Curry's another guy. Like, how has that guy been drawing a paycheck? Like, is it just like Rocky Horror Picture Show appearances for the last 4 years.
There's so many good lines in that movie that people quote, like when you go see like the midnight showing of Clue. It's one of those kind of like Rocky
Horror. They do midnight showings?
Yes, I've seen it in Chicago. It's fun. Everyone dresses up.
Is that where you did the TikTok where you like dressed up to do the Oscars presentation? Is that your Clue outfit?
Pretty much. I have like old style stuff like that.
Awesome. All right, Adam, finish off your 2 picks here.
I know this is tough for me because I have like 3 that I am struggling to pick 2 out of. But I will go with Caddyshack.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. Here.
Caddyshack's 80s? Not
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I forget the exact year. But
that's one I would have said 1978. But
yeah. I think it's actually 1980. So it's
it might be exactly 80.
Just there.
Yeah. So Caddyshack. And then I don't know if this last one's controversial or not, but it's in the same type of, in my life, it's kind of like Top Gun, where it's a movie I started watching young, and then anytime it's on TV, I can still watch it. I don't know if it's universally loved or not, but it's a huge franchise, made a lot of money, and it's Back to the Future. I love the Back to the Future movies. Always have.
That is a fourth round steal, Adam.
Yeah. So, when we're done, because I don't want to give it away now in case someone still picks it, I will mention the other movie that I was.
Yeah. Can we do honorable mentions?
Yeah.
We have time.
Because I was really struggling. It's another sports movie too.
I think I know what you're gonna.
I think I know what it is. All right. Casey, is it my turn? Oh my gosh. This is my last pick.
Yeah.
I'm stressed.
We could have done like we could have gone 10 deep on this.
Yeah.
I don't have that much time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually mad. I just remembered another one.
Was that Howard the Duck? Did you miss Howard the Duck?
No, it's another sports movie that I probably would have taken over Caddyshack.
I am struggling right now. Can I say my two and we can all pick together? Or do I just have to pick it?
You're struggling between two. Okay.
I'm going to pick Ghostbusters.
I've never been a Ghostbusters person.
I really like it, but I kind of sort of wanted to pick Big.
Oh, I had Big on my list.
So yeah,
Big is great.
I'm going to stick with Ghostbusters, though.
Okay. I like Ghostbusters fine.
It's just fine. It's my fourth pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good steal because, I mean, there's a lot of Ghostbusters fans. There's a lot of crazy people on the internet that, like, completely lose their minds when they release it and it's, like, all women.
I do really like Big, too, though, but that'll be my honorable mention.
Okay. Jared? Okay.
Well, this is one that I figured somebody would pick it by now, so.
You're probably going to pick, like, a Fellini movie now that's, like.
No, I'm going to go the other direction.
Okay.
Because I just introduced my kids to this movie a few weeks ago, but E.T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was on my big board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
That's actually on our plans this weekend. My girls want to watch it.
I
had
nightmares
it?
When I saw it as a kid, mm-hmm. so I'm a little hesitant to show it to them because E.T. is kind of freaky if
mm-hmm.
you don't know what's going on.
Right, but. Especially toward the end when, you know, they all come and sort of invade the house and you think he's dying and all of that. It was definitely, you know, kids were maybe getting a little choked up. Maybe I was too. They really enjoyed it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
My last pick.
Here we go.
I'm going the Bill Simmons route again. I'm going Karate Kid.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Good. That's good. That's good.
It's okay.
Have you watched it recently?
No, it's been a while.
It's actually a pretty well-crafted movie. I mean, I watched it probably every day for one summer when I was like 10. But you actually like get the themes of it. I was 10 years old, man. We had two VCR cassettes. This is true. We had Karate Kid, and we had the animated Charlotte's Web.
Oh, okay.
And that's all we had. And like now my kids have Netflix and they have.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't even watch all the movies and we would just watch those over and over. Karate Kid's good though. I mean, Mr. Miyagi's good. Daniel Sun however old Ralph Macchio was, pretty good actor then. Really, I've been trying to keep up with Cobra Kai. It's pretty good, I guess. But I think Karate Kid, I feel good with my picks there. So what else did you guys leave out there?
So I had Bull Durham on my list.
Yeah, that was one of them.
So that would have been, you know, if we'd gone five rounds, Bull Durham goes on there for sure.
That was the one you were going to pick.
So if we had done another round, you would have picked before me. So
you were going to pick Major League.
Yeah, Major League.
Yeah.
and honestly, I'm mad at myself because I kind of forgot and had to look that back up. That was 89, so it qualifies. Yeah.
Right.
I always think of those movies as early 90s movies, but that's actually Major League came out in 89.
Didn't Major League, Bull Durham and Fields of Dreams, like, all come out within like a two-month span?
I think Bull Durham was 88, and Major League is 89, and I'm pretty sure Field of Dreams is 89 as well. So, yeah, they're all right.
They would
there
never make
together.
A baseball movie now.
Field of Dreams could be on this. If that was 89, that should have been drafted too, quite frankly.
Yeah. We left some other stuff out there. I mean, a lot of John Hughes movies they could still pick. No one picked The Goonies. I don't know if you guys are Goonies fans.
I don't like that movie. I don't Goonies. Like that movie. Was it? It's not good.
Yeah. I'm Goonies not a Goonies great. Guy either. I have to
Goonies is a great movie.
Beetlejuice. Someone said Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Which, honestly, I really like too, but I had my boyfriend watch it on the plane one time when we were traveling, and he was like, why does everybody like that movie? But I think it's great.
I also had Uncle Buck and yes. Airplane yes. on my
Airplane
list as
Airplane is
well.
A great movie.
I mentioned, or I thought about 80s? Airplane.
Airplane, yeah. I think, 80s. Is 1980s. So was Uncle so Buck. Just barely. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Full Metal Jacket.
This mm-hmm. is the first time I think I can confidently say ever. And I think as Herb walks by, he would, if he were to look at our draft, he would immediately agree with me that I ran away with this one. I don't even think it's close.
You think you won?
Oh, I don't even think it's close. I have to say,
yeah, but you have like, sorry, Adam. These are like basic picks.
Yeah, because they're so good.
Like, they are good. But like, I feel like a lot of people would agree with you, and they're
I think
not,
it's
like,
between me
it
and
was
you.
Draft the best movies, not the most obscure, random one you like.
Are Adams. That's what Thank I'm saying. Well, they're the most universally
your
liked.
Mind, Joey.
You need to watch the movies that are on my list. I'm trying but to help people
is
out.
Is that evidence yeah. that it's just you know them because they're that good?
Okay, so some of my honorable mentions, you will not agree with this. I love Grease.
Grease is a good movie.
Because it's like so tacky and the car flies away at the end and it's like.
Yeah.
Also, Christine, speaking of car horror movies.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Where the car like attacks all the girlfriends that the boy has.
Yeah, there's a Stephen King movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great movie. And I also like Empire of the Sun with a young Christian Bale. John Williams did the music for it.
What is that about?
It's about this little boy that grows up during the war. He's like in Japan.
Is that The Last Emperor?
No, I don't think.
Like very similar, yeah.
It's a good movie.
No one picked I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but
yeah, no
Empire
one
Strikes Back would have
we
been
we actually
one
talked about that yesterday. Like, yeah. They came out during the 80s, but they're not 80s movies.
How?
Because like an 80s movie what? Is a you know what I mean? They're like sci-fi movies.
But that's still of the 80s.
I understand they came out during the 80s, but it's not an 80s movie. I don't know how to explain it, but
Okay.
Jared doesn't want to disagree
yeah,
with me.
I guess I never thought about it.
No one picked it. It didn't come to top of mind, so I think my point is proven. So
Empire Strikes Back was on my
big
board despite me not being a huge Star Wars guy.
Well, and I think isn't Empire Strikes Back generally held up as the best of the Star Wars movies?
For sure.
So, yeah. All right.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I'm surprised, Kevin, you did not pick Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers is 70s.
No.
80.
Is it 1980?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I thought for sure that you were going to pick that. Okay. I don't know why.
I like it.
Yeah.
I would say if I knew it was on, I wouldn't pick it in front of any of those movies. But
what about Weekend at Bernie's?
I thought that was 1978.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's is great.
Weekend at Bernie's is a good
That's
movie.
80s.
That should have been. Yeah, Blues Brothers was 1980.
Is Animal House, is that 80s or is that older?
That I don't know.
Might be 1980.
Animal House, I want to say 78.
See, I feel like that's
it is 78. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know why I knew that, but I did. I love Animal House. Okay, 70s movies draft. Let's go.
Next week.
All right, we're going to get going here soon, but before we do, I have to tell you about OWN, which stands for Only What You Need. OWN is a 100% plant-based protein shake that gives you nutrition that works as hard as you do. All of their products are free of artificial ingredients, allergen-friendly, no gluten or dairy, and they are easily digestible. I actually have been drinking them regularly since they became a podcast sponsor. They're actually pretty good. They're really tasty. And they kind of recharge me during the day without having to eat crap, so that's nice. I first heard about OWN from Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields, who follows a plant-based diet. OWN and CHGO have partnered up to give you an awesome offer. You can get 20% off your first purchase at liveowyn.com. That's liveowyn.com. And use the code CHGO20 to get 20% off. Load up on that strawberry banana. That's the best flavor that I've had so far. So anyway, join me and Justin Fields and try OWN. Again, that stands for Only What You Need. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. I think it was a lot of fun.
This was fun.
Jared, you're going to be on the White Sox pregame and postgame right now as they try to get a series win. You've got the CHGO Bears show coming up at 1.
Yes.
And Casey and I are going to plot on how to take over the world later. So.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us. If you got this in your Bears or Cubs or White Sox feed, make sure you follow the Chicago podcast feed, available wherever you download your podcast. We do this every Thursday. It's a lot of fun. So we'll see you next time.